Reggie, it's Alex and Gil. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. How are you guys doing?
Well, first of all, congratulations to you. Again, you did a great job in the draft. And, you know,
I tell you,
when I look at your 244th pick from Toledo, this guy can rush. He can rush the passer. And he's probably was the best pass rusher in the whole place.
I appreciate you saying that.
Look, I love the guy. And when you take a guy like Ware of Alabama, that's like an old Raider. He's about seven foot 3 inches tall, you know. You just did a great job. And then when you talk about the guy from Washington State, I tell you, there'll be some crushed helmets, boy, because that guy is a good football player. But the guy that really, I think you really did a great job on is your third round choice. Is it Vanderbilt or however you pronounce it?
Eddie Vanderdoes, the defensive tackle from UCLA.
Oh, I thought he was a really good player. So Alex loves your fourth round pick sharp because he's a Gator.
I should have known them, Florida Gators. I tell you what, we felt good about the draft. You know, we studied those guys thoroughly, and every pick we were totally on board, and we just felt like we had a chance to upgrade our team, and that's what we tried to do, just try to get better.
Well, you know, Reggie, let's take care of this Gary and Conley conversation with the off-field stuff right off the bat so we can dive into some other things. I know that you wouldn't risk your reputation and potentially your job security on something if you didn't feel strongly about it. So that being said, what made you comfortable selecting Gary and Conley at number 24? And also, is there anything that's come out since the draft that surprised you or you didn't know about?
No, absolutely not. We researched just like we, you know, told the media after the pick. We researched everything thoroughly, and we were totally convinced, and we felt good about what was presented before us. So we were very comfortable with the pick.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about this young man. You know, we had him in Philadelphia for the draft. And when this came out on Tuesday morning, I was with him, and he said, if you want me to stay, I'll stay, but I think it's better if I go home. And he said, because that way the all of the media is not focused on me; they're focused on the 20 plus guys that we got here. So I think when you talk to him and hear something like that, you know, it gives you a pretty good feeling. Is what it does. So.
I know that
the law enforcement has said one thing, but when you have a talk with them, it's other. And you know, this is a good football player. This is a really good player.
We feel the same way, Gil. He really is a really good football player, and had nothing but great things to say about him as a worker, him as a person, and as a player. So we were very excited about the person that we were getting.
Reggie, you have, you know, good players, very good players at safety. Carl Joseph, you know, we hope he becomes a star. Reggie Nelson, his reputation speaks for himself. But Obi Melifon will bring something different to your safety, the second-round pick out of UConn. Tell us a little bit about what you saw in him and how you think he'll fit into this Raiders defense, please.
Well, he's going to fit in multiple ways, but the bottom line is, he is a really good safety, you know, who has good tackling skills. He has good cover skills, and we all know about his range with his speed and what have you. He's a smart player, you know. He has a lot of positive traits that you can really do a lot of things with him. And I'm sure we'll first get him acclimated to the system, and then we'll figure out how to place him in certain positions to help us win on defense.
And you know, I thought you did a great job there at the end of the draft picking up extra seventh round picks because of the depth of this draft. There were so many good players in this draft. And when you talk about like the Toledo defensive linemen, those are good players. So Yeah. Again, Reggie, your wife's going to be proud of you. I'll tell you, you're going to get a raise. You're going to get a raise from you, Mr. Davis.
Well, you know, my wife is very, like you said, she's very fond of you, Gil, as always. And she always tell me, tell Mr. Brent I say hello. So I'm telling you hello.
All right.
Mrs. McKinney. So,
well, tell her she raised a good one.
Yeah. I tell you what, those seventh round picks, we were very excited to get from Shalom Luani down to Javon Hester. Those guys, we felt good about all four of them. You know, you spoke about the Alabama State offensive lineman, Jalen Ware, and also we had Elijah Hood, a running back. You know, all those guys in the seventh round, we feel real good about them as players. And you're absolutely right about the depth of talent throughout the draft. And we just felt good that we could try to get one or two more picks and that will help secure those players. And that's what we were able to do.
Did you sign any free agents that you, you know, it's pretty hard to upstage what you did last year with that running back. But did you sign any free agents that you know, you think have a pretty good chance?
Yeah, we got them all coming in tomorrow. Actually, they'll be here getting ready for the weekend mini camp for the rookies. But we felt good about a couple of the receivers. We didn't get to draft any receivers, but we signed a couple of them that we felt real good about. We signed quite a few players, like 17 in all, that we signed from skill positions to offensive line, defensive line. I mean, we got a lot of guys that we felt good about. I don't want to just call out particular guys without naming all 17.
Sure.
I feel good about the crop. I don't know if we'll be able to top last year. We had a lot of rookie free agents that made the team last year. Seven actually played, so that was that's a record for me in my days here in Oakland. So if I could top that, that'd be a great statement for those young men to come in.
And you know, Reggie, one thing, and I keep interrupting you, but one thing is this. Everybody signs a player as a free agent because they feel they've got some qualities that can make them a player. And it's just like some of the players that you signed last year. You signed them because they had a quality that you felt they could play in the National Football League. We don't bring free agents just to bring them to pad the roster or whatever you say. You bring them to give them a chance to make the football team.
Yeah, they some quality that they have, whether it's that great speed or that great quickness or the great size, something of the great instinct that to combine with that is something that they bring into the table that if you can just nurture it, maybe they can could flourish, by training camp, show you a little something and then develop whether it's throughout preseason play or throughout the season, they end up making it early and continue to develop. So that's what you hope for when you try to do this.
Reggie McKenzie, Raiders general manager, with us here on Late Hits. Reggie, you drafted Marquell Lee, the Wake Forest linebacker, in the fifth round. What is the state of your inside linebacker group right now, and is there a possibility of maybe looking for a veteran down the road to help augment that group?
Yeah, we always looking and not just at that position, just anywhere. If we get a chance to upgrade the waiver wire and the communication throughout the league will always be prevalent. But we're going to evaluate what we have and continue to work and see where it is the closer we get to training camp and throughout training camp. We'll never stop trying to upgrade. We'll do that until the last preseason game.
Do you feel good about your inside linebackers right now?
Yeah, I feel good going into it. These guys going to compete and and the cream will rise to the top.
We got David Sharp. You know, I like Gil said, I'm a Gator. I think this young man is extremely talented. Reports out there that he's got a vision issue in his right eye. Reg, were you aware of that going into the draft? Is this actually something that is a concern as he begins his NFL career?
Yes, we are very aware of it. Well researched, and we have no concerns whatsoever. All the doctors' reports, we have all the reports to tell us exactly, you know, he went through a lot during his childhood with the eye, and he's been good since. So he is not gonna he does not have a he's not blind in the eye. So he just had a procedure done as a child, and he's fine. We have no issues with his vision and trying to play the game.
And go back to Marquez Lee for a minute. He started 37 games at Wake Forest. That means he was a starter for 3 years. That's pretty good. That is pretty good.
He has a lot of qualities you look for in a middle linebacker. You know, he's very square in his play. He's a very good run defender. He sheds blocks well. His eyes are good. You know, he finds the football. You know, people, I think people will be impressed once he gets here.
Reggie, Christmas came early for Marshawn Lynch because you don't see the type of smile that he had when he came into your building that first day after signing, unless it's December 25th. So let me ask you, how did he initially pop on your radar? You get this idea that Marshawn could be one of your answers in your running back group, and how realistic is it to expect him to be the same caliber of running back that he was earlier in his career in Seattle?
Well, I'll tell you what, once it was word that he may come out of retirement and Oakland was a place to land, I was really excited. So when that thing took off, we stayed in pursuit, and I was happy that it worked out. But I tell you what, we think he has more than enough left to be a highly productive running back in this league, and even back to, you know, his latter couple of years when he was playing. So we think he's going to be highly productive, and we're excited to have him, and he is extremely excited to be here playing for the Oakland Raiders.
Alex, you said Christmas came early. It also came early for one of their coaches, their defensive line coach, who I think does such a great job when they drafted Ty Tester with the last pick.
No question. You
made one guy very, very happy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Coach Jethro Franklin was excited when we were able to get that player with the last pick. Now, I even saw him last night. We were out working out a little bit together, and he was talking about excited he was for Trayvon to get here. So we're excited about our first to last picks and these free agents that's coming in, even some of the tryout guys. You know, you spoke about Jalen Richard, our running back, signing as a college free agent. Initially, he was a tryout guy. You know, we didn't sign him after the tryout. We brought him in for a tryout, and then he ended up, I mean, we signed him right after the tryout because he looked extremely well and said, we got to sign this guy, and he ended up making big plays for us in week one. So that was we're excited for all these guys to come in tomorrow and take a good look at them this weekend and on our way to trying to put this team together.
Well, we're excited about coming to Napa this August or
July. Hold on, we can't wait. We can't wait for you.
Hey, Reggie, one more thing before we let you run it. I know you're a busy man. You know, pre-agency, you didn't go berserk this offseason. Obviously, there's Derek Carr, his contract situation. Where is that right now? How close are you guys? Have you started talking? When do you guys really dive into this?
No, we'll be starting those conversations shortly. You know, we got this draft over with now, and now we will be pursuing Derek shortly. So we always trying to make sure we keep our good players, and we targeted Derek from the outset. So we're gonna try to get him, get to talking to him, and also with Gabe Jackson too. We're gonna try to see if we can get some deals done.
Nice. I know those guys. It'll all get taken care of, Reggie, because you're just that good, you and your staff. Thanks so much again for joining us tonight. We will see you in Napa, if not beforehand. Thank you so much again, Reg.
Thanks, Reg.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.